So we have Avengers Endgame re-release coming out this weekend, as well as a whole bunch of Spider-Man Far From Home news to talk about. It is crazy. What's up, everybody? This is Justin, as always, in Heart and Marvel Podcast. I got Devontae with me.
Hey, everyone.
And we're going to be talking about a lot of craziness, guys. We're going to be talking about the Avengers Endgame re-release that's happening this weekend, which tickets goes on sale today. And pretty much a lot of Spider-Man Far From Home potential spoilers. So guys, if you don't really care about spoilers, you can just keep on watching. But if you don't want the movie to be ruined, please exit now. But now, these are potential spoilers. These are not confirmed spoilers. These are just potential things, because this is some of the stuff that's been going on this internet for the past, I don't know, 2 weeks now. And, you know, sorry, guys, for the late episodes. It's been hectic on my end. It's been crazy on my end for the past week. Guys, you know, my career and what I work in is in the film industry, as well as the media industry, if you want to say that. It's been crazy. It's been really, really crazy. But let's get into it. So first and foremost, Avengers Endgame re-releasing, pushing it out again, which is crazy that the digital of Endgame, the release is next month, the 30th, I think, is July, which is crazy. It feels like it just came out, but it didn't. You know, it came out in April. We're in June, late June, so this is not too crazy. And before we get into the depths of it, a lot of people are like jumping on the bandwagon, calling that this is kind of like a sucky move, is a lowball move for
me.
It's been done before.
The reason why Avatar is number one is because it did the exact same thing
that year later. So, and Titanic did it. Star Wars constantly does it. Guys, these things that this re-release, this is literally Feige's open, like, he's putting no poker face on. He's saying, look, we're doing this to beat Avatar. So I don't see any problem with it. It's one of the best movies ever to be put out. I don't care. I really don't care. Just take my money, and I'll put a Futurama tag to it. But just take my money. So, but let's talk about the extra 7 minutes and some potential post-credit scenes that have been discussed all over the freaking internet. So let's talk about that right now. So first, this was a scene that was not entirely, like, it was ghosted, because in the more say I would say pre-release of the, like, how can I say it, I'll just say the pre-release, where, you know, they had a select group to be seen the Avengers Endgame, mm-hmm, first cut of it, and they had this one scene at the end when Tony snapped his fingers. He had his older version of his daughter, played by that famous actress. I've totally spaced
the actress from 13 Reasons
13
Why.
Reasons Why, yeah. Totally space. I don't know why. But just like we saw in Infinity War when Thanos, mm-hmm, snapped his fingers and he saw the younger version of Gamora. So when they showed that, this was, of course, in the film, the very first time you would see the older version of their daughter, the fans were like, doesn't really make sense. So that could be actually the scene that we see, because Feige just really said you're going to see a lot of cool stuff. You know, and some extra scenes and stuff like that. This is not necessarily a director's cut, guys. This is not an extension of the movie. This is more so at the end of the movie. So one of the things I was going to do is I'm going to get my movie ticket, but I'm not going to go there right in the beginning of the movie. That's just me. I was just thinking about that. You know what? I just want to see this. So I'll probably go in to like the second hour, you know, I'll go in. But there's a lot of talk about these post-credit scenes, if there are called post-credit scenes. What have you heard, man?
Another theory I've heard, well, to go on that theory about Tony's daughter, which I think it's pretty much, not confirmed, but we pretty much know that's what they were talking about doing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about that being on the cut exactly.
Maybe put that in the digital release, but don't put that on that.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it had more impact just with, you know, Pepper just saying, you know, you did good. You, mm-hmm, can go to sleep now.
Yeah, you can rest.
Everything's
now, yeah.
Yeah, it works better that way. Another rumor I've heard is it could be dealing with the Hulk snap.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that either it could be talking about what the future is going to be now. Mm-hmm. Now that they've kind of messed up the multiverse, yeah, and kind of hint to Secret Wars, yeah, or a Secret Invasion.
Yeah.
Either or.
Yeah. And there is a lot this is the most momentum that we've seen on leaks and people talking about this. And again, a lot of people like YouTubers like Everything Always and the Den of Nerds, Screen Rant, all these people have been putting this stuff as well as articles all around. We Got You Covered, CBR, all these things. They've been saying that in this post-credit scene, again, I keep on saying post-credit scene, but you all get the idea, that there's going to be a scene with Professor Hulk maybe talking to the Avengers that are left, mm-hmm. talking about what we're going to do next, but also, you know, giving some information and context to literally what has happened. And I can't say this without shouting him out on the Den of Nerds, because I agree with him, and I've been saying it on this channel, that Avengers, and we've seen it, mm-hmm. we've said it, that the Avengers after Endgame did not come out clean. Mm-hmm. Everybody thought this was a happy ending, but think about the snaps that happened in the time frame that they happened, and literally the whole multiverse is fractured. And I think, and I hope, and I pray that we get that scene at the end of Avengers, that literally setting up Spider-Man, and maybe even Spider-Man is in there. Peter Parker is in there in that scene. What do you think?
Yeah, because we have been talking about this for quite a while, and like as you said, we did say that we're going to meet some repercussions due to all the snaps they did. I believe Hulk did a snap, Tony did a snap.
Within like 15, 30 minutes.
As well as Thanos doing it within, what, 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying them doing that, seeing they're going to do two things. It's going to introduce Secret Wars, or it's going to introduce, I always get his name mixed up, Kang or Krang?
Kang the Conqueror. Yeah,
Kang
the Conqueror. And that would be amazing. It's kind of like their own version mm-hmm. of Phase 4 and the rest of the new phases of what we got at the end of the very first Avenger of Thanos turning to his right. Mm-hmm. And basically telling us, holy crap, we're going to get Infinity Gauntlet later on. What's up?
But I do feel as though I'm more or less leaning towards the Secret Wars. I think I'm leaning towards doing Secret Invasion, because they've already set it up already with Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably where we're headed towards.
Yeah. And the more and more, I was watching Captain Marvel a couple times this past couple weeks, and just giving a little bit more depth into it, and more appreciation into the film. So that's something that they have to be setting up, because now they've introduced the Skrulls into the universe. So there's a lot that can happen there. Whatever it is, there's going to be a Stan Lee tribute. We know that. Mm-hmm. The directors, the Russo brothers, will have some type of commentary, I think, in the beginning or the end of the film, basically kind of thanking us and stuff like that, and what's next and stuff like that. But hopefully we get some type of context. And I would like to just see that Professor Hulk in the Avengers scene.
I just thought about this. Wouldn't it be cool if they introduced the slate for Phase 4 at the end of the movie?
No, because they have already announced that Kevin Feige and Marvel Studios will be doing at D23, which kind of sucks, even though there's going to be a panel with Marvel Studios at San Diego Comic-Con, which Hardened Marvel podcast will be there. It kind of sucks that they're not doing it at San Diego, but whatever. But speaking of that, guys, again, we're getting into the place of spoiler territory. Now, all these are potential spoilers, but we're getting into some things that might be actually spoiling Far From Home. Okay, so if you don't want to hear this, head out now. Okay, guys, remember at Avengers Endgame, months before we did all these episodes and stuff like that, we didn't do any spoilers because we didn't want to ruin anything. I didn't even want to ruin anything. I didn't know any spoilers. But now, Endgame's done. I don't care no more, because we're getting it back into it. But anyways, if you don't want to hear Spider-Man Far From Home spoilers, get out now. All right, here we go. So all the craziness of the post-credit scenes and the ending, really we're going to get that Mysterio where he is actually been fooling Peter Parker this whole time. You know, we're going to get that. But supposedly there are two villains that have not been seen in any of the trailers that we're going to see. We have the Elementals, but the Elementals are not that big.
They're not the main course of what you're here to see in terms of villain.
Yeah, and we know that Mysterio is the one. Now, if you've never read any type of comic book, you don't know like Mysterio. Mysterio, we all know he is a person that manipulates, that he pulls things on people. He pulls things over people's eyes. So it's gonna be interesting to see this. Now, there are reviews that this is one of the best Spider-Mans to be ever produced, ever directed. So this is interesting over Spider-Man 2 and Into the Spider-Verse. I would like to see that. So here we go. So one of the post credits that supposedly happens is there's a couple of them that we're going to be talking about and what we think is more the logical and what we think it might be. Okay. One that I don't think it's going to be is that Mysterio, at the end of the film, supposedly Mysterio dies, you know, and we pretty much know that he's not going to stay dead. But before he did something crazy, okay? But in that post-credit scene, we are introduced to two more villains, which is the Chameleon and the Green Goblin, okay? Now, with all that post-credit scene, because in this last fight scene, those are the two villains that are introduced at the end of the film, if this is right, and they crash into the building in New York that is under construction. We know as the old Avengers Tower that somebody bought that we all know has to be Harry Osborn. I mean, Norman Osborn, sorry. To know that that's a post-credit scene, I don't think so, because there's really... If I think about it with character development and just introduce Norman, I don't know about that. And just right off the cuff, just introduce Green Goblin. He's already had, he just bought that building. And it's already under construction. I don't think he's put all his, you know, ducks in a row yet, you know.
Yeah, and from what I've been hearing from, all the reviews, that the ending is supposed to be shocking. I don't really see that as being shocking. It's just more of a... I mean, everyone knows Green Goblin's going to probably be in this movie anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't really see that kind of ending as being as shocking at all.
Yeah.
So.
And there's some rumors of spoilers in the ending post-credit scenes that Norman Osborn is not even introduced. And they're saving him for the third film, which I'm hoping, even if it's some type of name drop, give me that, like they did Neymar in Avengers Endgame. Do something, because that brother needs to be introduced into the MCU. So I don't really think that's going to happen. These two villains are introduced. I do think that the Chameleon is in there. But with that being said, here is another spoiler that was potentially leaked out that could happen, is that in the first post-credit scene, Nick Fury and Ms. Hill are talking to Peter Parker, and then all of a sudden, Nick Fury is the Chameleon, and he was the Chameleon all this time. And that goes into part with this, guys, that at the end of the film, when Mysterio dies, if Mysterio dies, if it's true, Mysterio leaks. This is the crazy. This is when it gets good of this version. Mysterio leaks out Spider-Man's identity. Now everybody knows that Spider-Man is Peter Parker. That part of this of the spoiler, I would love.
Now that's shocking. And it's a great callback to, obviously, the Civil War.
Yes, it's a very great callback to the Civil War.
Only difference is, Peter did it himself and had repercussions. This time, it's out of his control. And if there is the revelation of what happens, it's going to be interesting to see where they go with Peter Parker going forward.
And how he deals with it, because what Mysterio did is put all these videos together, supposedly, if I understood this right, these videos together to make it look that Spider-Man was the villain. And this could open up, and I would love to see this young man, this character, deal with this type of thing, because now all of the whole world knows that Peter Parker is Spider-Man. And what does that do with villains? What does that do at the end of the Homecoming when the Scorpion and the Vulture and all these other characters that are going to come? What that changes the game. And that part, I dig. I don't really dig Nick Fury actually really being the Chameleon. Mm-hmm. I think the Chameleon is in there, but I really don't know who he could be yet, because it's kind of hard for Hill to kind of look over that for being as long. I don't know about that. But here's another thing that sounds kind of just like it. this is the one I hope it is, that in that same type of post-credit scene, Nick Fury is a Skrull. Now, that makes more sense because of Captain Marvel. Mm-hmm. Now, Nick Fury could be somewhere else in the world fighting or getting somebody ready. Shang-Chi, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And have this other Skrull be him, just to kind of like, you know, let him be in two places at once. And introduces really the Skrulls saying, hey, they're still here. You know what I'm saying? Because in Captain Marvel, you don't want that just to be introduced and not just reintroduced away in Captain Marvel 2 or something like mm-hmm. that. But I like that post-credit scene more than anything. Still keeping the Peter Parker identity being leaked out. That's something huge. That's something like... That sounds more shocking of what Tom Holland said. Like, at the end, you're going to get, like, a holy crap. Because you know what that makes me remember? That makes me remember the same kind of feeling at Winter Soldier when Black Widow leaked all of S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff out. Because look what happened there. We're still getting the residue of that mm-hmm. in the MCU. So that's what I think is probably, like, the one that that I personally think is what do you think? What do you think that these post credit scenes are gonna have?
These are the ones that I'm hoping that do come to revelation. I'm hoping the Skrull one of Nick Fury being a Skrull happens because yeah. I've been wanting Secret Invasion for a very long time.
Yeah, very.
Ever since the Avengers Initiative run and all that. Mm-hmm. I'm really hoping that, because people were saying that this is the movie that's really gonna make Peter Parker turn into Spider-Man. Things he goes through in this movie are going to really make him become the man he's meant to be. And what's greater than that?
Yeah, and we've been saying, who's the next Iron Man? Could it be mm-hmm. Captain Marvel? I'm like, dude, it's Spider-Man. You know, it could actually be Spider-Man. So that's what we're hoping to see at that end game post-credit scene. And I just wanted to do this, guys. If you don't know Secret Invasion, we'll have to do another episode if this post-credit is true, because Secret Invasion is another amazing series, a very iconic series. And we're going to have to talk about that later on in another episode. But Secret Invasion, literally, like, Captain Marvel didn't do the Skrulls justice, because that shows that there's going to be some part of the Skrull race that's nice and good and heroic, the same as well as the Kree race. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see that.
And I think another thing is, what also excites me about the whole Tom Holland end credit scene is the repercussions is going to lay down, not just for him, but for MJ, for his for Ned, for Aunt May, for Liz, for the Vulture, because you know, he knows. So I'm really excited, and I'm really hoping these are the things we do see.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy, guys. It's going to be absolutely crazy. But the last thing we're going to be going, and we're going to wrap it up here, guys. The last post-credit scene. We get introduced to the Daily Bugle. Peter Parker goes in there. I don't think it's Peter Parker's in that scene. I'm sorry. But guys, total mind blown. J.K. Simmons is recasted for the role. Holy balls. Like, guys, because nobody can play that part. It's perfect.
I mean, it's one of the most... It's probably like the top 10 perfect castings you've ever had for a superhero movie, because not only did it affect the movies, but his personality, the way he did it, affected how they did it in the comics going forward.
Yeah, and J.K. Simmons to play J. Jonah Jameson is absolutely perfect, mm-hmm. and we're going to see him now in the MCU. It's going to be bonkers, guys. It's going to be absolutely bonkers. So that's pretty much it, guys. Guys, if you are listening to this and you have more spoilers for us, man, hit us up on the Instagram at Hard and Marvel Podcast, or email us at Hard and Marvel Podcast or Hard in the Paint Podcast @gmail.com for any other updates, and you guys will get shouted out on that stuff. So guys, that's pretty much it, guys. Go ahead, go subscribe on our YouTube channel and subscribe to the podcast. Hit us up and saying I'm a subscriber and all that kind of good stuff. We're going to be releasing some free stuff. We're going to Comic-Con, all these kind of great stuff. So just stay tuned with that. Be a part of the community here at Heart of Marvel. Some really big stuff coming soon. So that's pretty much it, guys. Thank you for taking time out of our, well, again, not our day, but your busy time, busy days to hear us rant, as always, about spoilers. I'm Justin.
I'm Devontae.
Thanks for listening. Stay awesome and stay blessed.